no, you know, which and the natural tendency of Jews is that if somebody, God forbid, strayed, so we will make him pay for that. We will remind him of that. And Rabbeinu Sadia's influence in preventing that from happening really had a profound effect on the success of the Rabbonim over the Karoyim. The Karoyim ran into their own logical inconsistencies. They did not want to have a Torah Shebaal Peh, and yet the Torah Shebiksav is completely uninterpretable without a Torah Shebaal Peh. And therefore, in effect, they had to make up their own Shulchan Aruch. Well, if you're making up a Shulchan Aruch, you might as well have the real one. I mean, it's all then to have the nonsense of another one made up. He called his polemic Kola Onon Vayelach Lo, a quotation of a posik that appears in Eov, in which the God describes the sky after a rainstorm. So he says the cloud is finished and it went away. Now the founder of the Karoyim was the man called Onon, so he used that as a play on words. He said Onon, you know, and Onon has finished raining and now he's gone. In other words, it will not stand the test of time. And he proved beyond doubt all the fallacies of the Karaite ideas, of the Karaite movement. He had a very sarcastic pen. He ridiculed them. And with that, the Karaite movement lost its momentum. For a period of time, for almost 50 years after the Karoyim were after Karaism was introduced, it gained tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of adherents among the Jews. But from the time Rabbeinu Sadia on, it went straight downhill. As I mentioned to you last time, there are barely 300 Karoyim left in the world today. And this was basically due to his personality, to his tenacity, to his war against them, and his defense of the Torah and his defense of the traditions of Israel. The Karoyim that remain today are considered Jews, yes. There were large Karaite villages which existed in Eastern Europe and lived side by side with the Jews for all of the centuries of Jewish life. And Hitler also thought they were Jews. Most of them were destroyed in the war. The rabbinate in Israel has worked out a system for the Karoyim. The only place in the world where there are Karoyim, there are 300 Karoyim in the city of Chulon, and there are about 150 in a small town in the Negev. That's about all that there are. And what the rabbinate has attempted to do is intermarry them with the Jews and have them disappear completely, which is the process that is now happening. So even though the Karoyim always were held to be Jews, it's interesting in the tshuva of the Radvaz regarding Ethiopian Jewry, a tshuva that was written in the 16th century, one of the things that he mentions there is that they should be treated as Karoyim, who do not have the benefit of Torah Shebaal Peh, but who nevertheless are Jewish. Rabbeinu Sadia is also remembered by the books that he wrote. His most famous book, a Perush to Torah, Nevi'im and Ksuvim from Rabbeinu Sadia. We also have glosses, notes to the Talmud, which are preserved not in a book that we have from him, but are preserved in books of the later Gaonim where he is quoted. But his most well-known book, and the book that has survived intact, is a book of philosophy written in Arabic. And it basically is a book of philosophy to defend Judaism against the religion of Islam. That's the reason behind the book. Because...